Hello everyone, thanks for being with us on the New Life Show with Rav Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, hello everyone, hello Nitza Mazoz, hello. Today I would like to talk to Rav Lightman about Europe. Europe, a very special collection of very unique people and nations, and would like to understand this phenomenon from a broader aspect to understand what happened in the past 100 or 200 years to better understand where we are today and where are we going. Nitza. Okay, so maybe I'll start from the end, actually. Today, Europe is called a sleeping, tired giant that it's kind of crumbling. When we look at this continent, beyond the suffering of the citizens there, undoubtedly that it influences the whole world. We can say that Europe is the infrastructure for all cultures, for the scientific development, for the whole development that we went through as a society, evolutionally speaking. Actually, it lays the infrastructure for all that we know today. And we look at Europe, and we see that something there is really ill, one might say. And we'd like to understand, how did we reach this point that Europe, that seemingly took a step that rationally seems very correct about 20 years ago, that has decided after many wars, many conquerings, much death, to unite, to put their forces together, which sounded the right thing to do. But we see that something doesn't really work there. But in order to understand this, I'd like to go a bit back into the past in order to understand what Europe went through. So, going back about to the beginning of the 19th century, it is an era where, until then, the church ruled Europe, people actually felt a belonging to religion. There were kings, the regime was total, and then starts a certain process, which we call the phase of enlightenment, the time of enlightenment. Suddenly, science starts developing, giving different answers, and gradually starts taking the place of religion, and liberalization starts, and suddenly man becomes the center of the world. Suddenly his freedom and his desire to express himself, and then the French Revolution that was all about freedom. And a person gradually starts to reach a certain state in the European society, the European. Europe reaches a desire to identify with my nation, with a certain group. Maybe possible to say that because previously religion united us all and we felt belonging to it, now that religion moved, there is a desire to belong to a group which is the nation. So what happens in the developmental process of human society that suddenly it gets a need to acquire some national identity, to feel some very clear definition, maybe independence. Nature is the will to enjoy, the desire to fill oneself with different fulfillments, which are felt as pleasure. And in accordance with the development of the desire in a person, then he is drawn to fulfill himself with these or those pleasures. This is what we mean by history, development, evolution, and so on. It's all in all, no more and no less than the change within the desire, which is the most basic, fundamental, inner essence of every creature. If we're talking about people that went through a very long process, very special process, interesting process for researcher, we're talking about historians of Europe, suppose. It's a very special place, because that's especially where the inhabitants of Babylon fled to. Yosef Plavius writes about it. This is what Greece and Rome worked at, especially Rome, because it introduced its province, the parts of its empire, up to Scotland, and furthermore, into Northern Europe and Western Europe, East. Alexander the Great, and also the Romans later on invaded North Africa and Lebanon and Syria up to India. There were many interesting historical periods that didn't happen in other countries. The ego was very big, by the Romans, by the Greek, different kinds of ego, different periods went by quickly. Development without religion and with religion, the development of religions. After they have destroyed the land of Israel, they absorbed from us their religions, Christianity, and then they started publicizing it, this new religion of theirs. And then it caused the development of wars, war over control, for over 1,000 years, until it came down, because the will to receive every time comes down in a person, and it demands a person to every time make changes, both in religion and in the dissemination and connection with other nations, new goals. All that happened in Europe this way. But again, it's because many different kinds, species, nations back from Babylon fled there. And through struggle between them, gave birth to more and more different kinds of desires. Such nations that today, there are 30-something countries all in all in the continent, and not such a big continent. If we take the South American continent, you know, only Brazil and Argentina, they cover almost all of Europe. Something special, the change between the places. If we take Spain, Italy, Germany. In Germany, there were dozens and dozens of small countries until about 200 years ago, they united. In France, to this day, there are many parts which are counter to one another. They don't want to be a part of each other, but they, you know, they're already old, tired, lazy, so Verona in the north, and suppose like Catalonia in Spain, as opposed to the rest of Spain, like in Italy, North Italy and South Italy. And so in each and every country, there's a difference, economically wise, psychologically, socially, the structure of society, their history, the different calculations, political differences. Sometimes it's up, sometimes it calms down, but well, we see about 35 countries in Europe. We can easily divide them into another 35 and even more. We remember the wars in Ireland, how for many, many years Ireland wanted to disconnect from England. And even if we take all the North European countries, there are big differences between the countries. In former Czechoslovakia, now you have the Czech Republic and the Slovenian Republic and each and every developed country, as if points out the different kinds of people there, and they don't agree to be under a common regime. Each one wants one of his own. Look how a person in our times doesn't even want to be married, doesn't want to be with his parents, with his grandparents. Immediately, at the age of 15, they go rent an apartment, go to work in order to be disconnected from the parents. And the demand for the freedom, the demand for the kind of isolation, for to disconnect from others, that no one pressures you, the demand for separation, segregation. I'm ready to pay whatever is necessary in order to come to that. And first of all, this gives Europe this special characteristic. We can research and see all these things the world over. When I'm in the States, I see people that are very different, even from neighboring countries. England, obviously, but even Canada. What is there about Canada? All in all, 30 million people over a place that's so big. And there too, nonetheless, there's a desire to divide the Franco-Canadians and the Anglo-Canadians, and more separations on the inside, differentiations. We see that there are two tendencies, and as if they contradict one another. Where on the one hand, when the egoistic desire, the ego develops in a person, and the different societies and groups of people, they're more the differences between them are more conspicuous. On the other hand, the world is closing in, becomes more integral, more connected as a global village, as a small village. And then there's a problem in what's in each and every moment in history, what's more eminent, either the uniting force or the egoistic force that separates. And that's how we see things. The problem is, we talked about it many times, that were we to go to the, were we to unite the Latin countries in South America, that would have been something else, because besides Brazil, it's one language, Spanish. And also the Portuguese language, it's not such a big difference. Brazil could have gotten along with it. But it's one language, one mentality, something very close to one another. Of course, there are differences, but The differences there, you know, between inside a family, there are differences. But in Europe, we see that there are big differences in everything. And these are very essential differences for each and every nation. That it keeps them, that it's close to them, that it's important for them, everything that separates between them and another. This separation is something important. And therefore, a really important thing happened here that just says how humanity doesn't understand the process it's in and how we need to, first of all, think really well. I'm not talking about, you know, listening to the Kabbalah sages, because they started this process based on economical interests, that it's good for Europe to be together, then for sure we'll succeed more, make more. You know, China rose, the U.S. wants to connect with China, the Americans moved their industry there and this way, and also Japan, and in short, Europe and Russia is already awakening, and in those times, it was really on its way to freedom. Europe had to be strong in order to see its future as something good. You're talking about the period after the Second World War? No, even later. In those times, I was in Europe. It's the beginning of the 80s, and surely it was felt, why do they do what they do? There were many places of explanation, why, what for, how. There were these big trailers where each one on the inside is like a museum, like an explanation, action, that you go in there and there are different posts and there are books that you can take about the unity of Europe, why and what for. And if possible, before we reach the union, there's one more thing that I'd like to scrutinize. Okay, so let's follow the questions. Okay, so we reached the state where we understood that more or less in the at the end of the 19th century, there's a desire for nationalism, it rises together, and there's a need for definition, and this definition, what's interesting about it is that they want to start creating a very clear territory, and naturally accompanies it a struggle in order to... So when I look at this process that society goes through, and you have defined a process at first, there was a very special process, because it was the rulership that in each place there was sitting someone from the Habsburg family, and as long as this regime was strong, it united Europe as if one family is in rule. And relatively it was calm, but it was inside the family, you know, whatever disputes there are. When this regime started falling apart, naturally everything comes to its end and already demands for something to come instead. But it worked till the First World War. And to this day, we as a feel crumbles from that regime of Habsburg. So, even though that there were different problems, but it's pretty small problems. One family was in power, they used to get married between themselves, they even had problems with the genes there, that really because everything was locked inside the family.
זה החזיק את אירופה יחד. אומנם שהיו חשבונות
But it kept Europe together, even though there were disputes between the families. Yes. So everything was fine until came a state where the Industrial Revolution, the time of enlightenment, philosophy, science started rising above the power of control, where the purpose of a human being, his development, the image of man started rising above the image of the king and so on. And then all these things started weakening. And let's say that it's a wonder how all these things switch quickly. The English, they found a patent for it from Victorian England to the Elizabethan England. Well, no one looks at it too seriously, but it's as if... But in Europe it didn't hold. In the rest of Europe. And besides, there are problems there as a result of, well, England is England, it's not Europe. But in all of Europe, and especially in Eastern Europe, in Austro-Hungary, in Sarajevo, like the First World War started there, from the killing of the Ferdinand and so on, it's all many, many calculations that... They can't calm down. The calculations to this day, like we see for with Yugoslavia, how it divided into five countries and what's going on there. To this day, there's a trial against Milosevic and no one knows what to do, and the Russians are interfering in it, and who not? And Europe is now intervening in the Ukraine, and Poland isn't afraid of the invasion of the Russians. It didn't end, and who knows? What Rishimot, the will to receive, can bring from the past, and once again nations will start creating these calculations once again. The thing is that if we nonetheless say a few words about the correction has to be that love covers all crimes, meaning that we will simply wait. If we simply wait until it will calm down, it will not calm down, because the world develops in the direction of the big ego more and more, and Europe will not calm down. And even with all of its development and progress, and it will bring it to very hard wars between them, that as if what need is there to kill one another? Even now that there are no boundaries, do what you want, from here to there, doesn't matter. Our ego, until as long as it is unbalanced, it will demand control, and this control can be on the background of really a pride or something, some previous calculations, like a couple that wants to separate, the calculations that they're starting to make, and you know the lawyer is just sitting next to them enjoying what they pay him, and they're left with nothing after all these trials and didn't reach some kind of an inner compensation. But the main thing is that they fought and fought and fought to the last penny that they have to pay to the Europe has to understand through the dissemination of the wisdom of Kabbalah in it and no other way about it in Europe. Yeah, in Europe, that there is a method here that can connect the nations, and if not for this method, then we're facing the Third World War. two world wars came from Europe, the third will come too. Especially there's another special factor there, which is the Arab population, the Islam, the growing Islam on the inside, yeah? And it will warm all these things up because they will sit on the side and will enjoy all of these disputes until these countries will equip themselves even more, and then they become even weaker, and then the Islam can invade there and cover Europe with the Islamic flag. That is the future scenery, unless the Europeans will start rising in connection above all calculations. That's what I see. And if they do what you say, if they start connecting, they'll have no problem. Then the connection which they will make, according to the formula which the wisdom of Kabbalah offers us by nature, that there's no other solution, that by nature you can investigate, research, and see if they accept it, then really they'll start uniting, and there will be a united Europe in its true form. And not simply economical or something good for the banks or all of the unity which they made is a unity which pays off for the tycoons. It is a unity which pays off for those who have the money, for the powerful countries in Europe, and not for the weak countries. France wanted to protect itself a bit from Germany because physically they were afraid of it, and Germany went for it because they're not afraid because they're economically strong and so on and so forth. Switzerland isn't into it. England isn't into it. And then all the rest of the countries. No country actually changed its political form, but everything is for sheer economical benefit without taking into consideration the gaps which exists all through Europe. And you can't unite 35 countries this way, 35 even languages or even more. This is something very, very serious to do it in 20 years. We understand that there was a big mistake made here, that we still don't even feel its intensity, its depth, and how much we'll have to further pay in order to somehow separate. Maybe today they'd like to return to the state as it was before, and they can't. There are many calculations between them. Atop of the calculations that were there before. So there's no way back. That maybe they'd like to do it, but only forward. And forward, there's just one way to connect above all differences. Thank you very much, Rav Lightman. Our time's up. We'll have additional talks about this. Thank you, Nitza. Stay with us. We'll talk about Europe and the world. Good new life. All the best.